You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is a Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also listen to us through the new app for either Android or iOS, the CJSF app. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to, give me a second, Degenerator. There you go. We just listened to Degenerator. They are from Edmonton in Canada, and we listen to the song Eternalism, which is part of their 2023 album The Abyssal Throne. Before that, we listen to Worth. They are from Spain, Barcelona, the Catalunya, and we listen to the song Unbound, which is part of this of their self-titled 2023 album Worth. And we start the set with our guest tonight, Display of Decay from Edmonton, Canada. We listen to the song Hot Lead Vengeance, which is part of their latest album from 2023, Vitriol. All right, we are here with Sean from Display of Decay. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight at the Metal Meltdown. So to, I guess to start, you know, for those, either the audience or some of us that are not too familiar with the band, if you can tell us a little bit of history about it.
So we started in Edmonton, Alberta in 2007. We've put out four full-length records and a couple EPs. Most recently was Vitriol through Gorehouse Productions. And, we've played all across Canada and the U.S., and long time coming.
Sounds awesome. That's a great summary. Great executive summary of the band. So how was the name selection? Like, how did the band name came upon?
You know what? We didn't really have a whole lot of them on the list. Truth be told, with this particular name, we were around a campfire having some drinks, and one of the guys was talking about a weird dream he had where he fell asleep and turned into a cannibal and ate everybody. And somebody just happened to shout, like, whoa, that'd be a vicious display of decay, man. And we're like, hey, that kind of has a cool ring to it. And none of us are all that creative when it comes to names like that, and it just kind of stuck. So
well, that's great. Yes, you know, it's always the creation of, well, not the creation of the band name, but I mean, you know, the coming up with the band name, it's always a great curiosity of mine with all the bands that I talk to. So this was pretty good, not too bad. You know, I've heard stories that are kind of, yes, you know, magical, and others that are, you know, anyway. And how was the the search for the unique name on the internet? Was that okay? Like, nobody there, not too many.
At that point, it was there wasn't as many resources available. I don't think Encyclopedia Metallum was around at that point, which is always my go-to to check. Hey, is this one available? But yeah, no, we've never even come across another one. So it's unique in its own way, I guess, with that regard.
That's good. Okay.
So what's always funny is there's a social media page that's called Display of Decay, where they do, like, pictures of grim, broken-down buildings and all that. And I can tell they're just getting pissed off with all their hashtags getting used up by pictures of us. I'm like, hey, sorry. So that's been a war for, like, 10 years.
Yes, well, you know, you're kind of buildings yourselves, you know, like you're here on Earth, and you're here for a while, so you have a lot of similitudes with the, you know, with the actual buildings. In terms of the composing, like, is there somebody that takes care of, you know, the majority of the riffs or the lyrics, or how does it work with Display of Decay?
When it comes to riffs, I'll usually have a lot of the riffs ready to go, and we just kind of spitball them back and forth until something fits. We all try to get at least a piece in on every song, but usually a lot of the riffs I'll have, Brandon will kind of work them together, and our drummer Logan just finds the most unusual ways to modify them and make them that much better. So with that regard, yeah, it's pretty evenly split. Lyrics, me and Brandon tackle those pretty much entirely, and usually it's, you know, you do a concept, okay, cool, I'll do this one, okay, cool. The lyrics to Malicious Motorcide, they were one Brandon did, and I remember he was having a real bad day at work, and I said, hey, just write down some lyrics and make it about, like, I don't know, taking your vehicle and mowing a bunch of people down on the side of the road. 20 minutes later, he wrote the most vicious lyrics of literally that, plus, like, having dynamite on his chest and blowing up the police. It was all in the span of 20 minutes, and I realized, don't piss off the bass player.
I bet he felt really, really good afterwards, you know, vent out.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of our favorite songs to play, and I know it's his especially, just because of that creative level to it.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So I guess, you know, there are good things to a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always the bright side, always, just like, you know, Monty Python would say. That's good. For this last album, are the songs somewhat themed together, or they are independent of each other kind of thing?
So when we started writing for this, we were initially going to do a concept album, and it just kind of seemed like one of those things where we get handcuffed at a certain point and it wouldn't work. So all of them are pretty individual. I would say the only two that maybe tie together would be Hot Lead Vengeance and Slaughtercast. The theme to it, Hot Lead Vengeance is a school shooter, or, you know, mass shooting type scenario. But it's from the shooter's perspective, and it's rather interesting. And the Slaughtercast theme is more or less like the message behind it, which is, you know, we need to stop promoting these type of people and making them famous and giving them their 24-hour news loop, because all it does is create copycats of this type of thing. So I would say those two are probably the only ones that really go together. Everything else is just kind of all over the place. We've got video games in there. We've got movies in there. It's, yeah, all over.
No, sounds good. I'm just curious, you know, sometimes that's the case, sometimes it's not. So yeah, I'm just curious about it. So are there any plans for touring? Is it too early, or what's happening there?
Yeah, so we just finished up a string of shows here in Alberta. With us getting into the winter season, it starts to get a lot more difficult to travel, and especially with the holidays and everything, it's just not an ideal time. So we did a string of shows around our province. Next year, we're looking to head back to the East Coast, and we're in talks to try and make it over to Europe as well. So hopefully going to be nice and busy in 2024.
No, that sounds good. Yeah, I hope you go to Europe. The bands have, or well, some of the bands that I've talked to that have had the opportunity to go over there, speak, you know, beautifully about, you know, the settings, the festivals, the fans, like everything seems to be pretty good over there in terms of, you know, metal, I guess, festivities.
That's definitely what it's always looked like, so here's hoping.
That's cool. Okay, so where can people find your music or merchandise, or, yeah, news, I guess, everything?
So for us, it's pretty much every handle, Display of Decay Official. Usually our Instagram is filled with much more hilarious content than just the, hey, new song, hey, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Display of Decay Official, we're on everything. So feel free to grab our newest record off Gorehouse Productions website.
Perfect. Yes. Well, I'm not sure anything else. Something I'm missing. I'm trying to think of. Anything else that might help, you know, people know more about you guys.
Yeah. With regards to us, it's just, if you're looking for groovy death metal, you've come to the right place. You know, there's a bit of everything in there. There's technicality, but we make shit to get people moving. That's always the goal.
I love that term. I don't think I have heard it before. Groovy death metal. That's very good, I must tell you. Yes. That will get people interested for sure.
I have always had people refer to it as if Pantera and Cannibal Corpse had a baby. And to me, that is the highest honor because those are my two most important bands. So whenever that comes across, and it's been happening more recently with this record, I'm just like, all right, I disagree, but hey, I will take the honor and privilege of that comparison.
Yeah, exactly. No, I hear you, man. It has to feel really, really good, especially, you know, coming from, I guess, somebody that is not, you know, your relative, your somebody related
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, if it's an outsider, then that's great. Well, there you go. That's your objective, you know, criticism. So there you go.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. Whenever there's something new, a video, a song or something, when you start tours, let us know and we'll be more than happy to spread the word.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
Take care.
tuntunut sai. Hundi kari näljäs, kaikil rivit väljäs, kaikil kahjus siiski veksanat sai.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also on your smartphone with the CJSF app for Android or iOS. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to El Lucas from Estonia.